Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Thursday. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Colony, he's around. He's having a good day. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I got to sneeze. It's weird. Right about this time, a lot of days, I got to sneeze and it won't come out.
You get a sneeze or a cough or something that just, you know, right around 5:40.
Yes. So I got that. And I forgot to get my glass of water, so I'll grab that in a little bit. But I have my coffee. Nonetheless, we're all good.
You and Larry got the train up out there?
Yeah, that's a story. It's on the pre-show video today. So Larry Richard brought in his wife, Cindy, who I know, who's great. She really is. So out of nowhere, I noticed there's a big box out in the newsroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I thought it was a big box. Did you ever see sometimes, and we've had them in here before, it's like a big box of baklava, where there's like little windows.
Yeah.
It's almost like a candy, like how they have, but it's all like, there must be 50 pieces of baklava in it.
Yes.
You seen that, Matt? Ever seen that?
Yep.
It was exactly shaped like that, a big rectangular box. And I was like, okay, here we go. Baklava. Maybe I'll have one little piece. And I walked a little closer.
Nope.
It was a toy train. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a Polar Express, Rudolph the Reindeer, something or other train. I was like, okay. And Larry says, yeah, my wife said to bring it in. We got a new one or something. So bring that into work. And I'm thinking, well, we might as well put it under the tree at work.
Sure.
So then we set it up and we put it under the tree at work. Now, there's this guy that's a little bit eccentric. His name is his name's Ray, and he works in the office here. Tiny bit eccentric. He's into a bunch of different things.
He's the office jack of all trades. Like, they ask him to do a bunch of different things.
He's the Sean Rodriguez of our office.
There you go.
So
perfect.
But he set up the tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to come in this morning, and there is going to be a train underneath the tree.
Right.
And I said to Larry that Ray is going to have one of two reactions. He's either going to take off his shoes, sit down, Native American style now,
yes,
I guess we got to say.
Crisscross applesauce.
Sit there and play with the tree for 8 hours, or play with the train for 8 hours and just totally do that. Or he's going to walk in and be so upset that someone messed with his tree display that he's going to pick up the train and slam it against the wall, break the track up, and just walk away from it.
I think there's a third reaction that is just utter confusion.
What is this?
He's just going to stand there in utter confusion and just look at it and try to figure out where the train came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be a solid 5 minutes of just Ray standing there wondering, where did the train come from? Why was I not notified that this train would be arriving? Why was I not asked to place the train around the tree? Is something going on that I should know about regarding trains? There will be a lot of questions created in Ray's
head.
Yeah,
the day I got to clear anything through Ray at this place. Okay. But anyhow, so nonetheless, Ray is going to be, his world will be rocked, though, when he walks in and sees this. If anybody has somebody in the office like that, like Ray, I don't think Ray is a man who easily steps out of routine.
No.
You know, like, and he set up the whole tree in display.
Yes.
How would you categorize Ray, Producer Matt? I'm gonna put you on the spot because it's just easier that way.
He's unique.
There we go.
He's unique.
He is. He's unique. I've never seen anybody like Ray. I think I walked past Ray the other day, and he was watching videos on YouTube of like some kind of Japanese game show, and he was laughing super loud.
There you go.
So that was, he was getting work done.
He's that guy in the office.
Better than a cigarette break, though. I haven't talked about cigarette breaks in a while. Because now's the time of year. You know, now's the time of year where we realize that people who smoke cigarettes are more resilient than any. You know how they say when the apocalypse comes or whatever?
Yeah.
You'll find like cockroaches or something else can
that'll be all that's left. Yeah.
That and people who smoke cigarettes. And here's why. They are the most resilient people in the history. They will go outside. Winds blowing 90 miles an hour sideways, sleet hitting them in the face. They got that little half glove on. They're light, trying to get a light with their cigarette. They're cupping it with their hand. They're cradled into a corner of a building somewhere, working their tube, their cancer tube. It's smoking, all huddled up. It's freezing cold, but they gotta have their breather out there. I saw a couple the other day. Yesterday it was. I drove by a different office building and saw some people standing out there, and I'm like, man, what? I don't know if I'm dedicated in my life, I mean this, to anything the way that people are dedicated to smoking who smoke. I don't know if I am.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I don't even, like, waiting for my kids at the bus stop in that kind of weather is hard to do. Like, going out
yes.
to smoke?
I don't know.
Like, there are times I will literally stand at the front door,
uh-huh.
and when the bus pulls up, because it pulls up, like, three houses down from ours.
Right.
And, like, 37 kids come running off the bus. So I have time to, like, walk down through the front yard, across the street, go get my son. Daughter comes off the bus, same bus at the same time. And it's, you know, like you said, 5 below, 90 mile an hour crosswind, sleet coming down,
you
pelting
just open
us in
the screen
face.
Door, like the door, like it, get in.
Come on, guys, let's
go. I'm with you.
I can't imagine going out into that to smoke.
By choice.
Yes.
I don't like going out and getting the newspaper on Sunday morning like
right.
that, running to the end of the driveway. You should see the stuff I got on sometimes. I have a robe, a beater, a pair of tidy whities. I don't care. I don't care when I go get the newspaper what I'm wearing. But anyway, back to the smoking. You're right. It is, and it's a choice. And I see these people, and I'm still, don't understand this in society. Where are the bosses? Like, it doesn't happen as much at our place anymore, but I see it, like, all the time. No one has that much accrued dead time
right.
or non-working time within the course of a workday where they're like, hey, let me go get 15 minutes outside. Hey, you know what I want to do? Hey, I don't smoke. Can I get 15 minutes to just go knock off and walk around every hour?
Stand outside.
Yeah. Can I get a smokeless smoke break? Can I get a thinking break?
That should be a thing.
Right. Oh, man.
Because people have what? This is a legitimate question. How many smoke breaks do you think someone who smokes takes during the day? Three? Three plus their lunch?
Oh, at least. Yeah.
I mean, so we're being conservative, right? And each one of those is what, 10 minutes?
Again, we're
being conservative.
Yes.
So that's a half hour.
Yes.
So that's an extra half. What if we just had an extra half hour? Kind of like we did yesterday with Colony, where we just knocked off for a segment.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just get a segment where we're just like
just
every day we're like
go outside?
Hey, you know what, Jimbo, you got this.
You know what smoking also does? It brings together people who wouldn't. It's almost like the drug trade, and I mean the illegal drug trade. It brings together people who would never otherwise bond or talk.
Yes,
except for that they both smoke. The whole got a light, right? The got a light culture. Hey, you got a light? You'll walk by a dude who has
a rancid
T-shirt, right? Like yeah. at a band, right?
Yeah.
Rancid or whatever. And he's got pink hair and he's got spiky nose. He got earring thing coming out his nose. 59 tattoos. And he'll look at some 61-year-old nurse.
Yeah, in a cardigan.
Right, who goes to church every Sunday. And he's like, hey, you got a light? And then they talk.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, it's cold outside. Oh, yeah, here you go. Hey, it's cold outside. Oh, what are you doing for Christmas? Oh, where's your mom live? And they would never otherwise communicate if it wasn't for her smoking a Virginia Slim
right.
and him smoking a Newport.
There you go.
It's unreal how it brings people together.
Cross-section of society.
So maybe smoking's not all that bad because it forces a... It forces people to... A communal bond,
no,
so
it's,
to speak.
It's still... No.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. I thought about this. I don't know who knowing everything that we know about would ever start now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see if you're grandfathered in, so to speak.
Wasn't there some sort of, like, report or study that came out earlier this year that was, like, the percentage of kids under 20 who smoke now is, I mean, it's, like, nearly zero. And I think back to when, around the time we were in high school, and, like, you'd ask the teacher, you know, in ninth grade, 10th grade, whatever, hey, can I go use the restroom? And you go down, you go use the restroom. You walk in, and all the burnouts are down there smoking in the bathroom.
Yes.
There'd be, like, half a dozen people shoved into a stall. And then the security guard would come in and kick them out. And wow. 15 minutes later, you'd go to another bathroom. There they'd go. They'd be smoking.
How about when Colony vaped those couple times? That was crazy. They told me, Bouchette and Dulac and those guys in Fittipaldi. Well, Fittipaldi was the one that told me that he was like in the Steeler parking lot. He had a vape thing and he tried it out. That guy's a party animal.
I'm willing to bet that wasn't just your straight, normal Juul. There was a little extra on that. You know what I mean?
Crazy. I don't even know where Colony got the Juul. Did we ever get down to business on that, Producer Matt? Did someone give him the Juul or did he go buy it?
I think he gives into peer pressure a lot.
Colony.
Jim.
Like someone had the Juul with the Steelers and was like, hey, take this.
Jimbo, hit this Juul.
Jim, you won't hit this.
I wish there was photos of this or video of Jim hitting the Juul.
Can you imagine the things Jimbo did in high school and college just out of peer pressure?
Oh, my gosh. Peyote, mescaline, all that kind
LSD.
Of stuff. Do you guys vape in the studio is the question.
We are right now.
Yeah, no, we don't. I know people that do. I've seen that. You know, I walked in a studio
here.
Yep, not this studio.
Oh.
A different studio in this building. I walked in, and a puff of smoke was there.
Are you kidding me?
Guy doesn't work here anymore. But yes, I walked in a studio and there was a puff of that vape smoke.
What time of day?
Right after the show. Not here anymore. He doesn't work here anymore.
Hmm.
But he wasn't an on-air host either.
Huh.
Yep. I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah.
But now I walked in, I was like, oh. And he was like, no, he wasn't trying to hide it. It was like, oh. And then we started having a discussion. He took another rip of his vape. And just, whoop.
Is this true in countries like Japan, non-smokers get extra vacation days to make up for the breaks they don't get?
That sounds like one of those wives' tale things. But maybe. I don't know. We'll have to ask Colony. Hits a Juul. Anyway, top of the hour, we'll talk some Steelers. Jason Mackey to talk Penguins at 8. Jeff Capel, Pitt Hoops coach, he joins us at 9. Lots of fun here. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.